tried out Windows Azure yet, I can't think of a better time to give it a go. With a 3-month risk-free trial introduced in December 2011, you'll be able to build applications, explore storage options, and exercise capabilities like caching and the service bus without worrying about incurring any charges. Stick with me for the next couple of minutes, and I'll walk you through the process. First, point your browser to the main Windows Azure site, windowsazure.com. Here you'll find all of the information about Microsoft's cloud computing platform, including features, case studies, information for developers, and of course, the trial offer. Select Free Trial in the upper right corner, which brings you to the landing page outlining the various purchase options and pricing for Windows Azure. Definitely feel free to explore later, but for now we're just interested in the free trial offer, so hit the big green Try It Free button to continue. Every Windows Azure subscription is tied to a Windows Live ID, so if you weren't already logged in with your Live ID, you'll be prompted for it here. Supply your credentials, and you'll get to the first of the 3-step provisioning process. The screen you see here simply provides an overview of what the free trial includes for each month of the offer, and lets you know what you'll need to continue the application process, namely a mobile phone to respond to an SMS challenge, and a credit card for proof of identity. Note, you will never be charged to this card, well, unless you want to be, by indicating you'd like to convert your trial offer to a subscription plan. That's another way of saying explicitly remove the spending limit, the phrase you see in the verbiage on this screen. I'll get back to what that means a bit later, after the account has been set up. Next, select the continuation arrow at the bottom right to go to step 2. Here's where you enter your mobile phone number for the SMS challenge. If you don't have a mobile phone with a text plan on it, you can click the Need Help Verifying Your Account link to get a phone number you can call to continue with the activation. Since I do have my cell phone handy, I'll send the text message now, and within a few seconds I'll get a response code. I then enter that code and verify. Now I'm ready to enter my credit card information, again only to verify identity. No charges will be put on the card when using the trial account unless you explicitly opt out of the spending limit cap each month, and you would do so by upgrading your account to a subscription pay-as-you-go plan. Once all of the card information has been entered, it takes just a couple of seconds to set up the account and be directed to the account page, where you can take the next step on your road to the cloud. Here you are able to download developer tools and SDKs, view your account information, and log into the Windows Azure portal to allocate and manage cloud resources. Let's start by looking at the account page. Notice we have a single subscription that we just created, and if I click that subscription, I'll get a graphical view of what resources I've used, none yet of course, and an estimated bill for the month. Note the informational message in the gold bar. This is your indication that the trial account is in place, and that again, you will not be charged for any use of resources on Windows Azure. If you exceed the monthly complimentary allotment of services, your account will be suspended automatically until the next monthly cycle, at which point you can reinstate your services and once again access your subscription. As long as you do not proactively upgrade your account, your free trial will simply expire at the end of 3 months with no further commitment. You might decide to upgrade, for instance, if the monthly allotment is not sufficient for your testing and experimentation, but chances are at that point your application is ready for prime time anyway. Those monthly allotments are detailed, by the way, on the free trial page you visited at the beginning of this screencast. If you do upgrade, you'll still get the free allotment for those 3 months, but we won't shut anything down, ever. And you'll assume responsibility for the overage charges per the pay-as-you-go pricing detailed on the Windows Azure website. Now that your account is set up, let's go to the tools you'll need to develop applications for Windows Azure. When you click on the Develop link, you'll progress to the Development Center, which houses resources for the primary language platforms currently supported by Windows Azure, including .NET, of course, Node.js, PHP, and Java. Each of these platforms has an SDK, as well as numerous examples and walkthroughs using Windows Azure. Pick the .NET SDK. On the left sidebar, there are a number of resources on MSDN and elsewhere giving you insight into getting started with Windows Azure from a .NET perspective. In the center, you'll see the link for downloading the Windows Azure tools for Visual Studio and the Windows Azure client libraries for .NET. The other language environments have similar resources for their respective platforms. Click Install, and you'll get a few prompts indicating the web platform installer wants to download some assets to your machine. This is the primary mechanism for distributing development SDKs and updates to your machine. Click through the prompts and you'll see the screen for installing the Windows Azure SDK for .NET. My machine already has this installed, so what you see next may differ a bit, but the process is identical. Clicking Install here gives me an overview of what the web platform installer will download and install on my machine. At the moment, it's just an update to ASP.NET MVC3, since I had previously installed the bulk of the SDK. Once the SDK has been installed, exit out of the web platform installer, and you'll be ready to build your first Windows Azure application with Visual Studio. You might want to continue back to the developer page and visit some of the links there to get started doing so. Thanks for joining me, and happy coding in the cloud.